This is a PowerWorks podcast short with Glenn Power and me, James Pikeaway.
If somebody ever came to our workshop and said they thought they'd been ripped off, and ripped off not through an honest mistake, but ripped off because a mistake was made and not compensated, or, you know, you've got a noise and somebody's told you it's the engine and we tell you we've changed the engine, but all we've done is taken a piece of plastic out of the engine bay that was rattling, or whatever it may be. Regardless of it, if you genuinely have a belief of that, the person or persons responsible would be terminated the same day that you told me it had happened in my garage. And then I would take that to the full extent with the government and say, look, this person is no good for this country. We're trying to do good things here. This is a forward-facing, pioneering country. You don't want people like this here. What can we do to stop them working here? That would be what I would do, whether it was a man or woman or whoever it was that thought they'd been ripped off. It just won't happen here. We have a price for our work. We have a margin built into parts when we buy them that we sell them at. And there are other people that buy from different places and have different margins and less expenses, and they're much cheaper than we are. And there are other places that are much more expensive than we are. DJ's just gone to pick up our friend from Aston Martin. He's just dropped his car in there.
Yeah.
For the third time for an oil leak. But that's another story.
It's on
They're
watches,
not cheaper than me. Yeah. So if you've got a problem with price, have a chat with us. We'll talk about it. We're not trying to rip you off. That's just what we think is worth. So you don't forget.
Well, you know what? I always say, I'm just interrupting you for a second. Be realistic. Look at what's the cost when you go to the dentist. What's it cost when you go to the physiotherapist? Yeah. What's it cost? And we're talking, you go to the osteo.
Have you ever asked for a discount at the dentist, James?
Never.
You ever asked for a discount at Carrefour?
Nope.
You ever asked for a discount at the restaurant?
No.
Ever asked for a discount anywhere?
No. Maybe when you're buying something in Knife.
Oh, yeah. Give
me your best price. What's the best price?
Yeah, in the souk.
And you roll the calculator around and you put in another number.
But in terms of professional services, no. And our industry tends to be rife for that, as though people think they can still haggle. And I've got no problem with it. Like, what I believe is a fair price, you might have a disagreement with. And if we can come to an agreement, we will. If we can add extra value to it for you, we will. Like, every car that comes in here that has chrome exhaust tips, we'll polish them. We don't charge for it. It might take us 30 minutes, but we'll polish them. Every car that comes in here with faded headlights, if the customer hasn't requested it and we've done 1,000 dirhams plus of work on the car, we'll polish the headlights. There's places that charge 500-600 dirhams for that.
Hmm.
We'll do it for free.
Right. It's those little things.
We just try and add value to the, we'll pick the car up, we'll deliver the car for free. We aren't trying to rip people off by being more expensive than Joe Bloggs down the road. What we're trying to do is make a fair living and keep people on the road safely whilst doing it. And the thing is, if we go through these 5 points, the last one is key to kind of avoiding any problems in the future. But you've got, don't be vague about the problem, number one. Don't try and diagnose a problem yourself, number two. Don't withhold information about past repairs and mods, number three. Don't be disrespectful to a mechanic, number four. Number five, don't ignore the recommended service schedule. If you can do number five over everything, and then
number five should be number one.
And then as we started, make appointments whenever you need to get it in service and everything else. But if you can do your recommended maintenance, that's your responsibility. You have a right as the owner of a vehicle and as the customer of a garage to good service, but you have a responsibility to look after your vehicle properly. If the manufacturer recommends a service schedule, that's great. Stick to it. Now, that's not to say that that shouldn't be fluid and flexible. So when it gets to a certain age, especially in our climate with a low oxygen density in the air, that service schedule needs to be coming tighter and tighter. So what might have been 15,000 kilometers should really be 10 after 5 years, let's say. That's not a garage trying to sell you more oil. That's a garage trying to keep you on the road fair and stop you having to replace a turbocharger or an engine. So, yeah, there are some responsibilities to it. And we are always happy to have the conversation with a customer about any aspect of our work that they want to know about, they want to understand more about, if they have a problem with, if they think, they could help with, well, my friend's got the same car and he had this, or like in your instance, James, you could bring one of the Wranglers in and say, okay, I've got this noise. I had it a year ago on the other one, and it was this. Do you just want to check it out for me? Perfectly reasonable, right? So it's all relative to a situation. And if you can keep to your service schedule and you can keep that cordial relationship with the garage, whether man, woman, just do it. And I think there are plenty enough garages out here that are good that there's no reason